Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. New data shows beef cattle numbers are still falling, but is their herd rebuild anywhere in sight? Gary Crawford has more on the story.
If there has been any doubt about the nation's beef cattle herd continuing to shrink, the latest USDA report on cattle feedlot activity should erase that doubt, right?
That's true.
That's true. Agriculture Department livestock analyst Shale Shagham, the report puts placements of animals into feedlots during October at just over 2.1 million head.
Lower than a number of analysts were expecting.
6% lower than October a year ago. And
that placement number is actually the lowest placement number for October since the series began in 1996.
Which has left the inventory of animals in feedlots November 1st at 11.7 million head, 2% fewer than November of last year. As to how we got to this point, it's been the same old sad story all year.
As the drought has affected large portions of the United States, producers were faced with poor forage conditions. They were faced with ideas of low availability of hay to probably overwinter some of these animals. And that was reflected in the fact that we saw very high placements of animals earlier in the year. We've seen high levels of cow slaughter. And as the number of cattle outside feedlots diminished, placement numbers going forward have gotten smaller.
Leading to the prospect of even smaller supplies of cattle and less beef production as we head into 2023. USDA's most recent projections put 2023 beef output expected down 7% from this year, average steer prices up about the same percentage. So we are definitely on the downside of the cattle cycle.
My question is how do we look at that for a continued decline longer run?
Or are there signs of maybe a turnaround in the cycle? If so, when? USDA chief economist Seth Meyer is certainly looking for any clues on that. He told us that right now,
we continue to have poor forage conditions in the West, high feed costs. So I'm continuing to watch cow slaughter, continuing to even look at anecdotal price information for heifers. Just looking there to say, when are we going to maybe turn this
and start to rebuild cattle herds? But right now, Shale Shagham says as far as incentive to rebuild
is going to depend on availability of forage. And right now we are continuing to see very large cow slaughter, well above year ago levels. So at the moment, it doesn't appear that there is incentive.
He says even the prospect of higher cattle prices doesn't make up for lower forage supplies across the country. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.